This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is my favorite song growing up, though.
Yep. It always works right after arguing about something. It feels like it fits the theme of the show. I like it.
You know, I hate these Jalen conversations, though. I really do.
I think Hugh's about to submit. No. He's about to give in to the Jalen conversation.
No.
We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WFB's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Joining us right now, our sideline reporter on the Eagles Radio Network, Devin Caney. Devin,
Goops.
How we doing?
Hello. I'm once again extremely hot out there at training camp, but you know, just another day. Otherwise, doing well.
Yeah, well, and a day with good news. At least it started off with some pretty good news, considering what we thought it could be with the Lennon Dickerson injury yesterday.
Yeah.
So, take us through your thought process as you're waiting, because we were all waiting yesterday for the news, and then it came out like at 3 o'clock where he has a meniscus injury, which has a wide range of recovery time. And then we had to wait a little while before they said, oh, actually, it's the minor one.
Also, don't you feel like most Philadelphia sports fans have a little bit of trauma when it comes to meniscus injuries because of Joel Embiid?
Of course.
That was like my first thought. And I saw a lot of people, you know, on Twitter saying, like, I'm relieved when the first news dropped about it being his meniscus, because I guess that's better than, you know, an ACL or anything else. But the fact that it said he's getting additional options really concerned me, because I'm like, well, if he's getting additional options, that means that they didn't like the first option that they heard. But not as severe as we all, I think, expected or feared. And if he's back week one, great. Even if it's, I don't know, by week three, week four, I'll be happy with that, because he's such an important part of this offense. And it really hurt to see him limping off the field and being carted off on a Sunday night.
Yeah, he's a great player, and you're right. Week one, week two, I know they put out yesterday maybe week one. That does feel to me pretty close to now. It's only like
it's really close.
Yeah.
it's basically it's what, like 23 days, I think.
Yeah.
So a little over 2 weeks.
And then they have a little gap between that game and then the Chiefs game in week two. So maybe week two, week three. So today, who was the first person up? Who did you notice out there at left guard?
Brett Toth. Brett Toth was at, I think, that like a lot of people expected, Brett Toth was playing left guard, Tyler Steen still right guard, everything else was the same. They moved Kennard over to second team left guard behind Toth. I mean, I want to say like, oh, it'll be all great and dandy and he'll just step in, no problem. But Lennon Dickerson isn't really a player, you know, just given his size, his skill, even off the field leadership that you can replace very easily. So
yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, Devin. And it's probably going to be a little hard to see, but did the way that they practice look a little bit different, or because of the fact that Landon wasn't out there?
Well, so today was a really short practice, I think, because the Browns are coming in tomorrow and Thursday for their joint practices, and it's extremely hot out. So it was kind of hard to take too much away. I did see Brett Toth putting in some extra work with Jordan Mailata. That being said, I mean, I don't know if you can credit this to the O-line or what, but Jalen Hurts had probably one of his crispest days at quarterback yet of camp. He completed all of his passes. He had a stretch where he was 4 for 4. He connected with Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith and Jahan Dotson. He was finding his receivers really well. So I don't know if I can credit the O-line with that, but the offense did look good today.
Devin Caney with us here as we talk about the Eagles with the joint practice tomorrow against the Browns, preseason game Saturday. Devin, what did you take away from the game on Thursday? We had you on the pregame, and you were doing the game Thursday night.
Yeah.
Obviously, the big story has been Tanner McKee since then and now how good he is. And we had Jahan Dotson on the show about an hour ago, and he said he thinks McKee could be a starting quarterback in the NFL, which is now becoming something that a lot of people think. What did you think of Tanner, and what have you thought of him this camp so far?
So it's funny because Elliot and I were just having this conversation. Tanner McKee is one of those quarterbacks, and I almost understand this because I'm kind of like this. I think you guys might be able to relate being on air. I know we're not athletes. I'm not saying that. But he doesn't practice as well as he plays, if that makes sense.
Nick Foles was like that.
Yeah, where it takes the bright lights and, you know, being on the field at the link, and Tanner McKee all of a sudden, you know, turns into – a great starting caliber quarterback, but at practice, he doesn't look as sharp. So today he didn't look as sharp out there, especially compared to the way Jalen Hurts played at quarterback today. But I mean, Thursday night wasn't a surprise to me because Tanner McKee, even remember last season, he came in and played quarterback when Kenny Pickett went down with the fractured ribs in the final, was it final two games, final game. And he looked great. He looked really good. And I remember even then it was like, okay, well, this guy should probably be our backup, you know, not the third string QB moving forward. So, I mean, we'll see who starts on Saturday against the Browns. I know that now, you know, DTR and Kyle McCord have to prove themselves, but Tanner McKee all but locked up that backup spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. Yeah. He's the backup quarterback here. And it's interesting that he plays better in the games because that really is what most matters. We need him. If he has to come in the game, he needs to play well in the game.
Yeah.
So, we have a good backup quarterback moving forward this season. All right, Devin, the other side of the ball was not great on Thursday night, specifically that defense that was out there. And Kelee Ringo and the missed tackle on Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
I know it was a concern of yours like 2 weeks ago when you were here with us. Now, where are you? And what have you noticed so far in the practice field with Ja'Korian Bennett? Because he arrived here last week, and it seems like he is getting some more reps with the twos and maybe even the ones.
Yeah, I saw a lot of Kelee Ringo out there today as well, but I'm glad to see Ja'Korian Bennett getting reps. I think what's really curious is when you look back at the 2023 draft, when Ja'Korian Bennett was drafted by the Raiders, the Eagles traded up to pick Kelee Ringo immediately after. Kelee Ringo is literally the pick after Ja'Korian Bennett. So that just tells me, I mean, I think the Eagles trading for Bennett in the first place tells you that maybe they're not totally happy with the way that Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo and their cornerbacks really outside of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are playing. So it also tells me, you know, maybe he was the guy they wanted to begin with back in 2023. They want to give this guy a go. I know Adoree Jackson spoke to us, and he said that Ja'Korian, his issue is he looks a little bit stiff out there sometimes, and maybe that comes in time, but it also is just his style of play, and they're trying to loosen him up. That's what they're focusing on. But he's a guy who's hungry to get playing time, to get out there and make plays. So I'm hopeful for Ja'Korian Bennett. And even Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson, I think you can take only so much away from the preseason game. Like, it's not like they're scheming up the Bengals offense. And they were going against Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow and, you know, the starters on the Bengals. It's a pretty good offense, I think it's safe to say. So
What did you see from Sidney Brown in that preseason game from the other night? How did you see his play style?
Sidney Brown is a player who I think he's good, not great. And I think he's really hungry to prove himself. He's had bad luck when it comes to injuries. And he, you know, left the preseason game with what looked like it could have been a concussion. I guess it was just a stinger because he was fine, but he didn't go back in after that. He spoke to media just now after practice and was asked, you know, what did you take away from your start? And he didn't really have a ton of answers, which is a little concerning. I know there's a line of like, you're not going to give too much away, but also maybe give us something, because that just tells us, like, did you even watch the tape? Like, are you focusing on anything?
What were you
doing? So I want him to succeed. I thought he looked fine out there Thursday, but nothing that blew me away.
Darius Cooper, he feels like he's becoming the guy that everyone's now interested in. Could he do enough to make the team? I mean, he's undrafted. He went to a very small school. I thought he looked really good in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, practice is a big part of this too. What have you noticed with him this summer before the game, and then now what are you thinking? Because I think he has a shot to make the team.
Well, so before the game, what I've noticed is so these guys at practice will, like, roll their jerseys up because it's so hot. Mm-hmm. And he's not as tall, I don't think, as A.J. Brown, but he's as, like muscular as A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. So 41 looks a lot like 11. So sometimes he'll be out there. I'm like, oh, A.J. Brown's out there, and it's not. So I guess that's a good person to be mixed up with, even if it's for a
That seems like
second.
A compliment to me. Yeah.
Aaron Moorhead was actually talking, you know, after practice today, and I was asked about Cooper and – you know, he's a guy who comes from such a small program. They didn't even, like, he had to learn, you know, how to react and read play calls. He had to learn how they are in the huddle. Like, these are the things that he didn't really get experience with, like, bigger schools, bigger programs give you experience with in transitioning to the pros. So he almost has, like, less of an edge as the other guys. And he really shined on Thursday. The thing that's tough about preseason is, like, even if guys have a great preseason game, great practice, there's only so many roster spots, and You don't know what's going to shake out. But Johnny Wilson also had a good game, and he hadn't been having a good camp. Like, there really is. It almost goes back to Tanner McKee. Sometimes guys perform better when they're under the bright lights and the pressure's on, even if it's a preseason game. And sometimes they perform better when it's on the practice field.
All right, before we let you go, you did say on the pregame show on Thursday that your undefeated record as a sideline reporter, you weren't counting the preseason, right? That didn't count?
Well,
but they won.
They did win.
So
they
is this, like, tentative? If they go 3-0 in the preseason, are we counting it, or is it – it doesn't count?
If they go 3-0, then we can count it.
Okay.
If not, then we are not going to
count. Hugh, where do you come down on that?
I'm with that. She's been a godsend, a good luck charm. So yeah, go ahead and top that record.
Yeah, but if they lose,
it's just a lot of pressure.
Count.
Because the first game they lose, I'm going to feel personally guilty about, especially if it's in the regular
season.
We
might need to get it out of the way Saturday.
Exactly.
Just get it out of the way.
I almost want it to happen in the preseason, so we'll see.
All right, Devin, we appreciate you hopping on.
Thanks,
and we'll see you Saturday for the pregame show
Saturday.
And the game. All right, there we go. Devin Caney with us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In our RV, Champ Camp, live at the NovaCare Complex. 215-592-9494. We have a spot today, Hugh, to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy League. You qualify for that spot. We'll pick a name of the qualifiers by the end of the show today by getting a question right in Hugh Douglas Trivia. I am happy you got all your coaches right. It wouldn't have been a great look for the trivia if you got it wrong.
Well, it wouldn't have been surprising.
I know, but you should know you better than anyone.
It wouldn't have been surprising. I don't think anybody that's in earshot of this station would have been surprised if I would have forgotten one of the coaches that I played for.
I mean, who's the most forgettable? Coach Hite?
Jack Del Rio? Well, I can't forget Coach Hite because Coach Hite drafted me.
He drafted me.
But Jack
first and the worst? Yeah. I mean, we could be real about it.
Well, you
first
know
and the
was,
worst.
From my purview, I know what happened in Philadelphia because I heard about it. But he had a veteran group when he had that nice run here.
Yeah.
And he was one of those coaches that he let the inmates run the asylum, which was a bad idea.
I know you're trying to be nice. He was a terrible coach.
Well, no, because he let the inmates run the asylum.
It's terrible.
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah, I would say he was the worst coach you played for, followed by
Del Rio.
Andy's
on. No, I just remember Coach Hite used to be like, we'll get that tomorrow, babe, with the big cigar, with the big stogie. We'll get that one tomorrow, babe.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he should have worried because he won like four games over two seasons in New York. Yeah, he stunk. 215-592-9494. Are your take on the Phillies right now? Are you giving them a clean slate? You know, it's amazing. Everyone that took the pledge out there, I think, is ready to give the Phillies a clean slate as we head towards the stretch run of the season. Not everyone, though. Like, you know, Hugh Douglas is willing to do that and wants to give the Phillies a clean slate. I'm giving them a clean slate. I'm not hyper-focused on how things went in 2023 and 4 when I'm thinking about this year and this team. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you getting them a clean slate? And the Jalen Hurts conversation, the experts or us, the fans, who's right? Because there seems to be a very clear line in the sand where us here as a fan base have Jalen and we're looking at him at a different level than the experts. I mean, it's every one of these lists that comes out, and you may say, who cares with this list? But when you put them together, they do form that clear criteria. One side, the experts, have him as a good, not great quarterback, and then here in Philadelphia this whole offseason, it's been more of the other side. Right, let's get back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. David in Vineland is up. Hey, David.
David.
Yeah.
David?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha, David. Got you. What's up?
Yeah, Phillies, I'm giving them a clean slate.
There we go.
But I really wanted to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, go for it.
I put it like this. The experts can be wrong, and they're wrong all the time, like during the draft and stuff. But I see where they're coming from if they want to say, like, other players have a better skill set. Mm-hmm. But I think they overvalue that. Like, you could say, like, Jameis Winston obviously has a strong arm than Jalen Hurts, but would you rather have Jameis Winston or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts every single day, of course.
Right. Or like Tua, they might say he has a better skill set, but I'd rather have Jalen Hurts. Like, I don't know. I don't think it matters if they have a better skill set because Jalen, he works to his potential. Like, you can have all the skill set in the world, but if you don't want it bad enough, then you're not gonna bring home a Super Bowl.
So I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Like, I do think we sometimes overrate just physical skills. I mean, we could use an example here, David. You know, 5-6 years ago, if you were to just look at their best, skill-wise, Jalen Hurts or Carson Wentz, most would say Wentz had more physical skills, right? He was bigger. He was probably just as fast before he started having the injuries. His arm was stronger. But he didn't play the position smartly. I mean, he didn't. And I never thought he lived up to the skill set other than that one year where he was great. Jalen wasn't the second pick in the draft, right? I don't think he had the same measurables as Wentz, but Jalen's a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anybody that's played sports, we all know somebody in high school that was naturally gifted, had everything, but just didn't go far because they didn't have, you know, that drive or whatever it takes. And that's what I think matters more than – I really don't care. They can keep on, you know, putting Jalen lower on the list and saying he's behind Jared Goff, and which is ridiculous, by the way. But they can say whatever they want. But at the end of the day,
the Goff thing seems to bother people. Goff and Herbert seem to bother people the most. Those are the ones that seem to bother people. Are you want to play a little Hugh Douglas trivia for a spot in the fantasy league here, David?
Yeah, I guess I'll play Hugh Douglas.
All right, well, David, let's do it. Let's do it.
I
want to
be
ready,
but I don't think I'm gonna win. But go ahead.
Well,
but you got to be confident,
you gotta
man.
You got to be confident. I think you could do this. All right,
got this.
All right, here we go. I'm curious if Hugh even knows the answer to this one. I don't know if he does. All right, David. Hugh Douglas played 10 years in the NFL. How many of those seasons did he have double-digit sacks?
I'll say 4.
You nailed it, David. You nailed it.
Wow.
Was that a guess or you knew?
That was a complete guess.
Well, that's good enough. You got yourself a qualifying spot in the fantasy league. Hugh, would you have guessed correctly?
I would have said 5.
You'd have been wrong.
Yeah, I'd have been wrong.
Okay. I do like that David got it and you didn't.
Yeah, I'd have said 5.
Did you have – was there a year – I don't have your stats in front of me. Was there a year you may have been close and that made you think 5? You probably had a year where you had like 8 or 9.
Yeah, because it was a couple years I was hurt. I know I had, 10 my rookie year. I think, 15 here. Had a couple – I had 3 double-digit sack seasons here.
I think only one with the Jets, yeah.
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 So, yeah.
We're just ignoring the Jacksonville year?
Oh, no, that was a gap year.
Okay. in a lot of ways it was.
Got my ass right out the league after that.
Jimmy in jerseys. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, got the speakerphone.
Turn that radio off, dog.
Yeah, we gotta turn down that. A little echo. Little echo. Bruce in D.C.'s up. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Carl, Joe, Hugh, and the crew. What's going on, man?
Bruce, what's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, I called to talk about the Phillies, but, man, that debate that you all were having about the Eagles and Jalen. Whoa, let me just chime in on that right quick.
All right, what do you got? What do you got for us?
Yeah, so with that said, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter what Jalen does. He's not going to command the respect. And you know, I talk to a lot of fans, you know, on my social media or whatever. And I said, you know what? At this point, it doesn't even matter. Because here's the reason why. He's going to have a certain amount of hate no matter what. Because, you know, he broke a perception that running quarterbacks can't win the Super Bowl. You know, he proved people were wrong with that, and he did it in an unconventional way. So, and there are also intangibles that Jalen has conquered. You know, like for example, he's had an OC virtually every year since he's been in here, and he's been to two Super Bowls and won one.
Including again. I mean, he has another new OC this year. It happened again.
That's right. And the people that he's being compared to, they don't have that kind of adverse. And I'm going to tell you, the OCs do matter. They do matter, they are immeasurable in the success of the quarterback. And Jalen doesn't get that. So, you know what? My thing is, let them keep talking. Because the more they keep talking, it just gets fueled to fire. He hears it. And he's just going to go out again next year, and the team is going to rally behind it. And look, we're going to win two or three more damn Super Bowls. And they're still going to have something to say. So the hell with them. They can kiss our ass.
Bruce, I hear you on that, and we appreciate the phone. I do want to respond to one thing that Bruce just said that I don't agree with.
What's that?
He said it doesn't matter what Jalen does, he won't get the credit. If Jalen Hurts wins two league MVP awards, he will be talked about as a top two or three quarterback in the league. I just don't agree. If Jalen Hurts plays dominantly every Sunday and he wins the MVP of the league, he will be talked about as a top three or four or two quarterback in the whole NFL. I don't know why he wouldn't be.
It feels like that would be the case, but I don't know. It's hard to say with Jalen. You know, I remember the year Joe Flacco had when he rejected a contract offer for the Baltimore Ravens, mm-hmm. and he won the Super Bowl.
He bet on himself. Yeah, and then he got a contract. Yeah.
He got a new contract. And the reason why I bring that up, because that year he won, he was that dude. Like, San Fran came in hot. Mm-hmm. It came in hot with Colin Kaepernick and all of this stuff. Yeah. And Joe Flacco was the lame duck quarterback. And he balled out that whole season and got paid. And I don't remember anybody talking about him in that breath.
But I think I actually think it's a good example you bring up, because he did that, right? He played great.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a great quarterback.
No.
Right? He was good, but he wasn't great.
He was the best quarterback that year.
Well, in the postseason.
Well, when I say that, Joe, you have to understand, I mean for what he accomplished.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl, and he played great in the playoffs.
And to your point, when we were talking earlier, you're right, because that's part of that is the way that I view it. Did you see what Brandon Graham said when he heard, he was listening to what we talked about on air yesterday, and he said,
"Oh, I didn't hear this."
Well, he did it. He texted, tweeted, whatever
sure,
you
sure.
call it, and he said that tell those other guys outside of Mahomes to go get them one, because for a player, that's the ultimate measuring stick.
The win in the championship.
And
yeah.
and it's for me, I'm stuck on when. And I'm using him as an example because he's the latest and he's the most, you know, the guy that I remember. When Cam Newton said with a straight face, he would rather be the MVP of the league than a champion.
Well, that's a character flaw in Cam.
That is ridiculous to me. I don't understand that, because the guys, even though we didn't win the Super Bowl, the guys that I played in that game with, I walk with them for the rest of my life. And we interact with each other. Like I haven't seen Brian since I saw him, Brian Dawkins, that is, since I saw him at his golf tournament. But I talk to Brian periodically from, you know, via text and whatever. And when I see him, it's going to be like, we're going to pick up where we left off. That's the difference. Mm. When you win an MVP, that's an individual accolade. Jalen, these guys here that are playing right now, they're going to walk together for the rest of their lives.
I agree. And look, Jalen doesn't have to win an MVP to be loved in Philadelphia. Just keep winning championships. Like, that's all we care about. I'm just saying, to the point that Bruce made, what will he ever get talked about like them?
No, probably not.
But if he plays great football for 18 weeks and wins an MVP, he will be talked about differently. I think that's the difference. He doesn't play great football every week. That's what those other guys do more often than he does. I think that's, to me, what where the line is.
And that's
not that he's
what,
not
Joe?
Capable or that he doesn't do it. Sometimes he does.
And that's fair. But I will say this, that he plays good football when it matters.
Well, he has. I mean, well, he just did it in the two biggest games of his life.
That's something that, you know, that's unquantifiable.
Well, that's where it's more Flacco Eli than it is Aaron
exactly.
Rodgers. Right?
And that's why when you talk about Eli, it's going to always be, yeah, but. Always. Yeah, but he beat the GOAT twice. He wasn't that great, but he's going to, you know what I mean?
Those guys, I mean, Flacco and Eli had hell of football careers. I mean, Jalen Hurts ends up with Super Bowls like those guys, or more of them, we'll all be happy. But the list, if you want him higher, he's got to play better.
You don't want to end up associating with Eli, Matt. Let's be honest.
No, right, but if he wins two titles.
If he wins two titles, that's not a problem.
Right.
No, my point is, if you want him ranked higher on lists, he needs to play better each week. Otherwise, he's more Flacco and Eli than he is Aaron Rodgers.
Like, if I told every fan right now, Jalen Hurts ends his career and he's like Eli Manning, I think they would view that as more of an insult than the fact that, well, he won two Super Bowls.
I think most would say, okay, they would view Eli as a Hall of Famer.
Hmm.
Like, to be honest,
But then we can't do the he's an elite quarterback thing anymore, because Eli was not elite.
But he's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I
know, but there are different things.
No,
right?
I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. I guess it's we're kind of saying the same thing, just all the way that you look at it.
It's fine if we think Flacco and Eli's careers are what we want it to be, and it ends up there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's bad at all. I mean, in fact, it'd be very successful.
And Flacco would be like, hey, he's a champion.
But then we can't do the elite stuff anymore because those guys weren't elite. All right, 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls coming up. When we get back, Kyle Schwarber did it again last night. But I got to tell you, I don't love some of the messaging coming out about his impending free agency.
Leave that man be.
Well, we'll let you hear what he said.
You know what?
We'll let you hear what
he said.
You're going to defend an Ohio guy. We know what's going on here. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, fall is right around the corner, people. You know what that means? Two things. Football season is coming back, and it's pumpkin spice season. Let me tell y'all, this weekend I had me some good wine, and I had me some of that pumpkin spice bacon. It was really good, y'all. I'm here to tell you. I know y'all probably feel some kind of way about it, but don't, because it was really good. So this year, Hatfield is taking it to the whole new level with their pumpkin spice game-changing thick-cut bacon. It's warm fall spices with that touch of sweetness. It's bold. It's different. And I'm here to tell you, it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy it. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.